Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, family. Welcome to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. I'm your host, Renetta Barber, and tonight we are going to be grooving to some great, great cover songs. I'm talking playing some songs that folks iconically recorded, and then somebody else decided to do their rendition of it and just, you know, did their thing. But before we get started, I'd like to send some light and love to the families of the folks whose lives were senselessly lost in Nice, France, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Violence is definitely not the answer. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Nonviolence means avoiding not only external physical violence, but also internal violence of spirit. You not only refuse to shoot a man, but you refuse to hate them." So with these trying times that we're dealing with, I think it's really important for us to keep our heads to the sky.
my dream, hey.
Okay, are you feeling what I'm laying down tonight, family? That was Luther Vandross and his rendition of Stevie Wonder's Creepin'. And before that, we heard Ralphie Pagan singing the Bread classic, Make It With You. And we started the set with Mesa's beautiful Earth, Wind, and Fire classic, Head to the Sky. You're listening to Soul Tracks of Our Lives, and I'm Ornetta Barber, and we're just getting started, and here we go with a little Blue Bayou.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time, since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
Come what may to blue.
Goodness, you just heard Jennifer Hudson singing the classic, and I'm telling you, which was done originally in Dreamgirls by the incomparable Jennifer Holliday. And before that, Santana taking Tito Puente's Oye Como Va and killing it. And we started the set with Linda Ronstadt doing her Creedence Clearwater Blue Bayou. This is Soul Tracks of Our Lives. We're doing cover songs tonight. We're doing songs that folks took and made it their own. And I want to give a shout out to some of my fans that I know are listening, to Paula and Shane Coleman. Love you guys. Bobby Wilkerson sort of creeped up on me too, and he's in the hizzy. So what can I say about that? But I could never do a cover show without playing a couple of artists who every single time they ever cover, I don't care what song it is, they just make it their own. So with that, we're going to listen to a little Will Downey. Crying, crying, crying.
Never come here if I'd known that you were here. I must admit, though, that it's nice to see you, dear. you look like you've been doing well. Hello, like before. I hope we've grown, 'cause we were only children then. For laughs, I guess we both can say I knew you when. But then again, that's kiss and tell. Hello, like before. I guess it's different, 'cause we know each other now. I guess I've always known we'd meet again somehow. So then, it might as well be now. Then again, that kiss and tell. Hello, like before. I guess it's different, 'cause we know each other now. I guess I've always known we'd meet again somehow. So then it might as well be now.
That was John Lucien's spin on the Bill Withers classic, Hello Like Before. And before that, Mr. Phil Perry, who, along with Will Downing, in my opinion, two of my all-time favorite artists, always take songs of others and then do their own interpretation and always make it their own, like he just did with The War, The World is a Ghetto. And we started the set off with the oh-so-sexy Will Downing, singing the Smokey Robinson classic, Ooh, Baby, Baby. I want to give a shout out right quick to one of my heroes. Today, President Nelson Mandela would have been 98 years young. Happy birthday, Madiba. So I hope you're loving what we're doing tonight, folks. I hope you're loving it. And if you've got a classic that you love, you know, you can hit me up on Facebook, you can follow me on Twitter, you can send me an email at withthesong@aol.com. So we still got a little time, we still got a couple of jams left. So next up, we're going to do a classic Stevie Wonder, Ribbon in the Sky by Hiroshima.
Thank you.
Okay, I was trying to take a caller. I'm still getting the hang of this board. It didn't work out quite like I hoped it would. But, you know, if you could figure out how to come up with your favorite Stevie Wonder song, that's an impossible task. But Ribbon in the Sky is in my top five. I absolutely love that song, and I love Hiroshima's interpretation of it. I've got a couple more songs to go before we close it out tonight. And I'm going to, you know, take the energy up just a little bit because it's been kind of mellow, kind of groovy, kind of slow, sexy, romantic. You know how I like it. But the next song we're going to play is Gladys Knight and the Pips, who took Marvin's song, and you know what they did with it. Incomparable Gladys Knight and the Pips, heard through the grapevine, y'all. And I heard through the grapevine that there's somebody listening to my show right now. We call her Tam Tam. And she is like one of the most incredible vocalists on the planet. And I have a few minutes before I close out the show. So I just happen to have Bobby Wilkerson right here joining me. Good evening, young man.
Good evening, sweetie.
How are you, baby?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Tell them about Tam a little bit.
Oh, my God. Tamron Janae. Oh, my God. She's the leader of Jet Black. She's one of the background vocalists for Slave, also the lead background vocalist for the Daz Band. Martha Reeves. It goes on and on and on. She's an incredible, incredible vocalist.
She's the hardest working woman in show business.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That's my Tam Tam.
And since I'm lucky enough to have Bobby Wilkerson here with me, I will just say this about this gentleman. He's also, he's very humble about it, but he's one of the baddest drummers, vocalists, composers, arrangers, producers, keyboards. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And we just happen to be married to each other. But I would say that about him even if he wasn't my husband. but I do love him quite a bit.
Do I owe you money for this?
You might.
Okay.
You might.
Just checking.
But family, Tam Tam, you know we love you, baby. And Paula and Shane, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it so much.
Sure was a lie, Pacoima.
That's it. All day. Folks, you've been listening to Soul Tracks of Our Lives. And on the Culture Zine Radio Network, I got a little flustered because my husband's in the hizzy, what can I say? But I hope you love the covers that we did. I mean, there's so many. I could do so many cover shows because there's so many great classic songs that have been covered by so many incredible people. But the bottom line is, how could I possibly do a cover show and not, in my opinion, play the all-time cover song of life? Otis Redding wrote this song, and Aretha Franklin just said, this is my song. And, of course, the Redding Estate is very happy because we have been listening to this song forever, and we will continue to listen to this song forever. So with that, I want you to remember, with a song, all any of us really want is just a little respect. See you, family.